is 4 minutes past 9 o'clock here on KWHI. Ed Powell sitting in for Craig Montana. It's time now for the Community Corner. And for the next few minutes, we'll be talking about events going on in the community. And our guests this morning coming from the chamber. Good morning to our guests. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Wendy Ragonis. I'm the CEO and president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Washington County.
All right, Shay, Wendy, great to have you here with us this morning. And what's going on over at the Chamber? What's going on in the community
these
days?
We've always got something going on. So I'll start off with a couple of Chamber events and some of our organization events that we have coming up that people might be interested in attending. Anybody with young professionals in their businesses, we have a member mob is what we're calling it this month, where we get a group together and we go mob. So it's usually a lunch mob, but this week we're doing it in the evening. And we're going to go mob the yard. We want everybody to come out to the yard this Thursday, 6 o'clock, show the support of a new up and coming business, and also network with other young professionals in Washington County.
Now, have you been working on your wiffle ball game?
No, I haven't, but I think I can probably.
You should come out and join us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, fun place. Looking forward to it. Sounds like it's going to be a great event.
It's fun, yeah. So we're looking forward to that, and a lot of people that are in the that join, you don't have to be a member of the YPO. It's just kind of just come and meet everybody. It's a great time to meet other young professionals in Washington County, and also visit that new place, the yard. That's a lot of fun. So. And also, speaking of YPO, we've also got a Lunch and Learn coming up at the Boys and Girls Club. It's going to be on Wednesday, March 25th. It costs $10, but you're going to hear from representatives from the Boys and Girls Club and ways to get involved there. But also LJ's Barbecue will be the lunch. They'll be handling the lunch that day, so we're going to have brisket and pork tacos. So $10 to come to the Boys and Girls Club on March 25th and hear from them and have some good food with our young professionals. And then we've got Connect After 5. That's our monthly chamber networking event. That's going to be held at Brenham Nursing and Rehab from 5 to 7 on March the 19th. So we invite everybody to come out there and visit that facility and just network with other
lots
people.
Of fun things going on in March.
Absolutely.
Opportunities to get out and network.
All right. And what are some of the other events that let's back up just a little bit. You talk about the YPO. What are some of the benefits of that organization? What are some of the things that it allows young professionals
allows them to get out and find out what other businesses are in town that have younger, people that work there. It's a way to share their information about what they do at their business. Just kind of put it like we like to say, people want to do business with people they know. And so it gives our young professionals a chance to meet other a lot of them are new in town and may not know about Brenham. So it's just a way for them to meet other people and learn about what's in our community.
It's a great way for these young professionals to come out and just socialize as well, because, they are all together and they have like things in common. For those of us who are a little bit older, we're not as active as some of those young professionals. So I don't know how that game at the yard is going to go if some of us older folks show up. But it's just a great opportunity for young professionals in our community to get out, be social, and fellowship with other young professionals in the community.
All right. And what are some of the other things that are going on now and in the immediate future?
Well, of course, the census is coming up, and the census is very important for not just Brenham, Burton, Chapel Hill, Independence, but Washington County as a whole. And it's very important that we get an accurate count of census data. So households will be receiving Census Bureau mail with detailed information about how to respond to the census next week. That'll start on March 12th through about the 20th. So census information isn't mailed to P.O. boxes, but it is mailed to physical addresses. So if you have a physical address, be looking for that information. This year, the great thing about the census is you can go in and register online. You can, of course, register by phone. And if you don't register and respond to the census, someone will be coming door to door, but that is later in the process. So we encourage everyone to register with the census, and you can easy this year, do it online. If you don't have a computer at home or great internet access at home, I encourage you to go to the public library, the Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. You can go there and use one of those computers and respond and respond there as well. So,
all right. And I know that we've been, of course, we've had some news stories, and I've been hearing a lot of promotions about the census. And again, it is crucial, especially, you know, for business as well as for allocations of funds for things like schools and municipalities. So we do urge everyone to make sure and help with the account and make sure it's accurate.
Yeah. And if you're one of our college students here in the community in April, census takers will actually be visiting those college students, because you should register where you lay your head on the night during the census period. And so people will be coming to college campuses just to make sure that everyone on the campus understands how the process works and how they should respond.
All right. Touch on some of the other things that are kind of going on around the community under the guise of the chamber.
Well, you know, we've always got, you know, like I said, our monthly networking events, but I just also wanted to remind everybody it's Blue Bonnet season, so we've got a lot of visitors in town, and just we hope our businesses, you know, have a lot of, you know, traffic coming through their places, and if anybody needs the chamber to help with anything, to just give us a call and let us know. Check out some of the events on our website, BrenhamTexas.com. We've got a new website, so we want people to go check that out. And, you know, of course, Facebook's always a good place to go look for things, but there's something. Like I said, it's a busy time of year for Washington County. Those, you know, a lot of events going on. We are looking for a breakfast sponsor for our May networking breakfast. We have those quarterly. So if you're one of our chamber member businesses and you're listening right now and you want to have about 50 to 75 people come into your business one morning and talk about all the good things that are going on, give Jane a call at the chamber, and we can talk about what you can do, you know, host a breakfast or sponsor the food or something like that. That's a great networking opportunity for our businesses. It's a very successful event of ours that we have, like I said, quarterly. But we are looking for a host sponsor for May. So if you're one of our businesses listening and you would like to have us come on over, give Jane a call at the chamber at 836-3695.
All right. And you were talking about the Blue Bonnets a minute ago. We do want to make sure everyone exercises extreme caution, not just the people that are having their pictures taken with the Blue Bonnets, but the people driving through Washington County, because you never know when folks are going to decide to walk across the highway or across the road or park on the side of the road and step out to have their pictures taken.
And if you happen to know spots that, you know, you think are safe spots for that, and you want to offer up, you know, your information, give us a call and we'll relay the information over to the visitor center downtown. Visit BrenhamTexas.com. They've got a wildflower watch on there, and they're all open to tips and pointers for people who are landowners, and maybe you don't mind having people come out and take pictures as a safe spot at your place. I'm sure they'd be happy to share that information with everybody, because we get phone calls and people want to know where the best places are. So if you have any hot tips for us, let us know and we'll spread the word.
Absolutely. And great reminder to everyone, be safe out there, because you do never know when someone is going to pull over and that car door is going to fly open and little kids or, you know, people are going to get out. So always be careful during Blue Bonnet season in and around Washington County. We love our Blue Bonnets and they are beautiful, but we just need to be a little more vigilant at this time.
And I know that because of the weather this past winter, it isn't a bumper crop of Blue Bonnets like we've had in the past, but there are some locations that really are very beautiful. And
I think they're definitely going
to
pop this week with the sunshine, right, and the little bit of rain we just had. It's going to be spring break this week and next week, I think, are going to be pretty pretty busy.
And again, the website, and y'all can direct people to where they can find the best locations if they want to get the pictures.
Yeah, just contact us, and then we'll refer them over to the Visitor Center downtown because they've got the Wildflower Watch going on.
All right. And anything else happening right now in the immediate future going on around the county?
Well, there's always lots of great opportunities to get involved, and you know, all of our nonprofits. This is a busy gala season, so there's lots of galas and activities going on, fundraisers for a lot of our nonprofits. But I just wanted to put a little bit of information out there. If you're interested in possibly renovating or investing into a building or a property, a commercial building or property that you own, Washington County did just become a PACE, and that is a Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. And made that available to residents and building owners, commercial building owners in Washington County. So if you'd like more information about that project, we have several of our local banks that are certified PACE lenders. And so if you're looking at putting energy efficiency programs, equipment into your building, that's a new program in the last 3 or 4 weeks that the county has agreed to participate on. And that's a federal program, but it is partnerships with our local banks. So you can contact Susan Cates at the City of Brenham. You can contact us at the Chamber, and we'll make sure you navigate that that process. But it is just a separate loan program for commercial building owners that want to put energy efficiency. So new HVAC, new roof, anything you do to tighten the seal of your building, you could be eligible for this PACE program. And it's just special funding where you get some extended terms for that equipment. So it's a great opportunity for those commercial building owners in Washington County. And like I said, you can call the Chamber, you can call the City of Brenham, and contact Susan Cates, the Director of Economic Development, and we can all point you in the right direction. So exciting, yeah. Exciting new opportunity.
All right. And one thing we do want in light of recent news around the world and across the nation, we do want to remind everybody that if they're coming to visit, if you're going to be in an area with a lot of people, if you're going to be in a pasture with lots of other people taking pictures of the blue bonnets, or if you're going to an event, you know, bring along some hand sanitizer, take precautions, because I don't think we understand just what's going on with the coronavirus. So we do want to tell people, if they're coming, if the tourists are coming here to visit, make sure you take precautions if you're going to be around a lot of people.
Absolutely. You know, I'm certainly not a healthcare professional, so I can't really speak to the coronavirus itself, but I'll share what I tell my kids. Mm-hmm. I have teenagers, and they're not always the tidiest, especially one of them spends a lot of time in a locker room, and we all know mm-hmm. That germs can travel in those places too. So constantly tell them to wash their hands. You know, the flu season was particularly hard this year, even in Brenham. And I know it traveled through, you know, a couple of circles there at the high school. So again, just wash your hand, you know, get plenty of rest and eat good, nutritious foods. That's what I tell my children. That's what, you know, I would just share during this season too of uncertainty. So just basic hand washing will be good for a lot of us.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on?
Just a reminder, covered? Come out to the yard this Thursday. We all expect to see you there, sports doc.
All right.
Uh-oh. Play a game of wiffle ball.
Oh,
show us how it's done.
It's been a long time since I've touched a wiffle ball. And you know, I haven't qualified for young in a long, long time.
That's okay.
So.
We welcome guests.
I'm a bit over that age, too, but it's still a lot of fun.
All right. And if anybody needs to get a hold of y'all, how can they do so?
Give us a call, 979-836-3695. Take a look at our new website, BrenhamTexas.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're pretty much everywhere.
All right. Shay, Wendy, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. You've been listening to the Community Corner here on KWHI. It is 18 minutes past 9 o'clock, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.